So basically, a few weeks ago, an elderly woman came into my shop just to eat lunch, to sit in as usual, and she happened to start choking while she was on my shop floor. So basically, I heard a woman call over, which happened to be her daughter, saying, "Can somebody get me some water?" So without thinking, I ran straight to our drink shelf, grabbed a bottle of water, took it over to her. But I realised it was a bit worse because she was going quite blue. So I basically pulled the old woman out of her wheelchair without thinking and started giving her like abdominal crunches, trying to get her airways from not being blocked anymore. It wasn't working at all. So we carried on a bit more. I asked some customers to help me get like a coat up. She had a lot of coats on so I could get a better angle. And then another woman also tried to help another customer who was in there. She then collapsed in my arms as like she was just stopping breathing, basically getting bluer and bluer, collapsed down. So I lay her on the floor with her daughter and put her into the recovery position. Which is quite disgusting, obviously. I had to knock her dentures out of her mouth because I noticed they were blocking her airways. I got some food out then, and then her mum also got a little bit out. And at that point, I was like hitting her back, giving her blows to the back, basically doing everything I possibly could to stop it from happening. And then she just took a gasp of breath and started breathing again. Whilst all of this was happening, I'd already screamed to my other member of staff to call 999 and to ring the ambulance. So I stayed with her and comforted her, and I had to get everyone out of the shop, lock the doors, and basically wait for the ambulance to turn up.
Were you not scared? How did you know what to do?
Well, I've worked with children in the past, so I've done a lot of paediatric first aid, and I never, never to this day thought first aid worked. I never thought if it actually came to the situation and I went to do it, I would do what you're taught. And I just did. I saw how elderly she was, and I just saw her turn blue. And you kind of look round the room, don't you? You look round the room and go, is anyone else going to do this first? And when you realise no one else is going to do it, that's it. It was my shop. I was in charge. I had to do what I had to do. I mean, for me, I'm not a very calm person, but I stayed really calm all the way through it. It wasn't until we'd eventually got her all strapped up in a stretcher and got her out and the ambulance had gone, I locked my doors again, I let them all out, and I just burst into tears. I was like, what has just happened? And then my head office rang me and said, look, take 15 minutes, you and the member of staff, to calm yourselves down, kind of thing. So,
because effectively, you saved her life.
I basically did. And since I went on holiday for 2 weeks, and I've come back to letters all on the wall. I've had cards from my head office saying thank you. I've had a customer compliment off the actual daughter, who also brought me in some flowers to say thank you. So it is still, I still look at it like, whoa, did that happen, kind of thing. But yeah, I technically saved a woman's life.
So you've had a card off the daughter, some flowers off the daughter.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to the lady herself?
Yeah, so just before I went away, so it happened just before I went away, and I had like one more day. I think it was my last day before I went away. She came in to make sure I was there, and then she gave me a massive hug, and she was like, told me that obviously because of how much we'd done abdominal crunches and stuff, her breathing was bad. She had a few bruises, so she had to stay in hospital because of it, because of her age. So except for that, I didn't really see her again. She brought me in the flowers, gave me a massive cuddle and stuff, and then I went on holiday. And that's when I've come back to all the letters and cards from head office and stuff. So
would you say that, you said you didn't think first aid worked, would you say to people, actually?
I'd say to people now, if you're offered a first aid course, go on it, without a doubt. I mean, I haven't done mine. I think mine's actually out of date now. I think I haven't done mine in 4 years. And I think you're supposed to do them every 3 or 2 years. So it even makes me want to go and do another one, just to make sure there's nothing I'm missing. I'm hoping I'm not in that situation again, obviously, but it worked. So I did the blows, I did the abdominal crunches. I put her in the recovery position, cleared her airwaves and saved her life. So basically, I'd like to thank all the other customers who were in the shop with me at the time. There was a gentleman there who helped me lift her out of the wheelchair. There was another woman there who, I can't even remember what she looks like because it was all so mad. But I remember she was by my side the whole time, telling me I was doing well and helping me lift her and helping me lie her on the floor. And a daughter, even though daughter did seem a little bit stressed at first, because obviously it's a mum, you're going to be really upset. She still handled it really well. So just to thank everyone, really.